Election workers face more scrutiny than ever, and that is especially true in Fulton County, Georgia, where 2020 election staffers endured threats and harassment after then-President Trump falsely accused them of election fraud. Is that making people reluctant to volunteer for election duty? WABE's Sam Greenglass reports.
In the parking lot of a neighborhood rec center, Evelyn Meyer steps off a blue and orange bus retrofitted with desks, clipboards, and recruitment posters. Inside, Myers has just signed up to work her first election, hoping to inspire her four grandkids.
My 17-year-old will be 18 in June, so he'll have a chance to vote, and I'm excited for him.
Meyer says she also felt compelled to serve after Trump and his supporters baselessly attacked the integrity of Fulton County's election and the people who ran it.
I'm not a fearful person. God has not given me the spirit of fear, and I think I can do this.
Until recently, fear was not something poll workers even really had to think about. But that changed after 2020, especially when Trump and his allies like lawyer Rudy Giuliani singled out two black women in Fulton County who helped run the November election. Trump and Giuliani unleashed a torrent of baseless claims and continued to peddle them, even after multiple investigations found them untrue. Mother-daughter Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss reported receiving messages like, "Be glad it's 2020 and not 1920.
The flame that Giuliani lit with those lies and passed to so many others changed every aspect of our lives. Our homes, our family, our work, our sense of safety, our mental health, and we're still working to rebuild."
That's Moss outside a D.C. courthouse in December after a jury ruled Giuliani had to pay the women $148 million for spreading lies about them. Moss says her greatest wish is that no one experiences what they went through. But right now, many election officials do worry the political climate will make it harder to recruit staff for the 2024 election. Jennifer Morrell is a former elections official who now advises election departments.
There was always a focus on what if there's a fire, what if there's a flood. I think that has shifted to include threats of violence and acts of violence.
But Morrell says election departments are adapting in other ways, providing de-escalation training, coordinating with local law enforcement, and offering mental health resources to staffers.
What I'm seeing is election professionals tackling this challenge the same way they always have, and that's with drive and creativity.
In Fulton County, tackling that challenge is LaShondra Little, the voter education and outreach manager. She doesn't sugarcoat the long days that come with working an election.
I cannot promise that you're going to get home by 10. I can promise that you won't start earlier than 5.
At this recruitment fair in a wood-paneled community center outside Atlanta, prospects sit in rows of folding chairs listening to Little's pitch.
We do give everyone a shirt to wear as your uniform, and then we also provide lunch. But pack what you need for that day, take any medicines you need to take.
Despite the well-publicized pressure on election workers, Fulton has now filled all 2,300 Election Day positions, but is still hiring for early voting and reserves.
We actually haven't had to convince people. People literally have been calling, asking how can they sign up. Even this room, when we first got here at 9, people beat us here.
Among the applicants this year, two friends. Here's Vanita Epps, then Gloria Smith.
I became a poll worker in 2002, and since then I have worked every election. It is my passion and my duty as a citizen in Fulton County.
I'm eating healthy, I'm resting right, and I'm looking forward to the long haul of this election coming up in 2024.
Epp says she watched in horror what happened to Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman, and their experience did give her pause.
But then I prayed about it and I went on about it. I got up and did what needed to be done each day.
That, for me, made me want to go even harder. Matter of fact, I think that really motivated people to want to be a part of the elections.
For Smith and Epps, the attacks on the vote also evoked the past. Both were born at a time when black voters in the South faced literacy tests, poll taxes, and other arbitrary criteria to block the ballot box. Here's Smith.
That was the time where they had to count how many jelly beans was in a jar. And when we were growing up as kids, our parents would always explain to us why they was voting, how they were voting. And they would even let us go with them on election day.
Epps' parents, Eddie and Edna May Lowe, tried to register in Terrell County, Georgia in 1957. Even though both attended college, the registrar decided they failed the literacy test. The Lowes joined a voting rights case that made it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Every time I get ready to go and start another election, I think about the words of my mom and how she always said to me, I don't feel no ways tired. That means even when it seems like there are obstacles in your way, like it was back in 1957, you don't get tired when you feel like that there's a good work that needs to be accomplished.
This election day, Smith says she'll be thinking about her parents, too.
They said if it's a dog catches race, they're going to vote. We have to still keep the movement going and people have to still become a part of it. We cannot let it die.
And Smith says she's nowhere tired yet. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in College Park, Georgia.